Good morning. It's not Friday, February the 26th, 2010, because I'm late recording the Three Beautiful Things podcast. Saturday, February the 20th. Peppercorn stock and Whaler's wife. 1. I always think lizard's eyes when I cook with peppercorns. 2. I like to tip the spent stock bones into the compost bin. 3. I'm reading the diary of a whaler's wife, one whaling family. Eliza Williams set out from Nantucket in 1858 with her husband on a 3-year whaling expedition. She was 5 months pregnant the day they launched, but the first you hear about it is when at the end of a paragraph about pigeons she says, "We have a fine, healthy boy born on the 12th, 5 days before we got into port." Sunday, February the 21st. Storing up sunshine, new bread and windowsills. 1. It's a sunny day with bright, clean air. We make the most of the light. The forecast is heavy rain for the rest of the week. 2. I like to wrap a loaf of new bread, still warm, in a tea towel and carry it round to a friend's house. 3. Katie's new kitchen windowsill is wide enough for a tray of seeds. She's looking after it for her mother-in-law. Monday, February the 22nd. Shoe bin, dinner bell and bath mat. On Sundays, it's a bit hit and miss as to whether things are available or open. Nick is sure that there will be a bin outside the cobbler's where he can recycle a pair of old shoes. I'm not convinced, but he's right. It feels like a bit of a triumph on a Sunday. 2. To come into the sitting room and say that supper is ready. 3. A just-washed bath mat. It looks bright, new and inviting. Before, it looked so squashed and sad that I was starting to feel bad about treading on it. Tuesday, February the 23rd. Usual loaf, seagulls and end of work. 1. Some of our homemade loaves cut more neatly than others. This, white with cheese and chives and mustard, is one of the tidy ones. It's pleasing to lay out flat, even slices for my sandwich. 2. Seagulls spring into the air as if the lower cricket ground has suddenly been pulled taut. 3. Nick comes home. I stop work and the flat lets out a great sigh of relief and sinks down into a relaxing evening. Wednesday, February the 24th. Now variety and off to the theatre. 1. I like to meet artists who talk about how important it is to live now. 2. I interviewed Debbie Reynolds about the variety show she is bringing to Tunbridge Wells Assembly Hall on April the 10th, and she talks about what a blessing it is to be a mother. My daughter is Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. 3. We eat our supper quickly and hurry out to the theatre. It's Blood Brothers, Willie Russell's musical tragedy. The first half is a love letter to a deprived Liverpool childhood. Thursday, February the 25th, 2010. One step at a time, escape and trees on a wet night. 1. Faith in my ability to string together words holds this week together. Step, step, step. 2. On a filthy night, find Katie waiting at the theatre and to come in out of the dark and wet to an evening of escapism and thrills and tension released. 3. When going home late, chilly water pricks out of the grey sodden air, to walk towards a tree with a light behind it. Every twig shines with a row of hard, clear beads. Friday, February the 26th. Rereading, lightbulb moments and a good evening. 1. I need something funny and comforting and familiar to read on the train. Thank you, Mr. Bill Bryson. 2. I go to a class at the School of Life, How to Stay Calm. The teacher, novelist Naomi Alderman, says that people either come to this class because they have a problem with anxiety, that's me, or with anger, mostly men, she says. I find myself talking to a man who says that social anxiety vanishes once you realise that everyone else is far too worried about themselves to notice you. I tell him that when I first understood this, when I was 18, it was like a burden being lifted from my shoulders. And then we find someone else to tell. 3. A Japanese man and woman are waiting for the tube. They are flushed and limp with laughter. It makes me smile to see such open happiness. And that's it for this week. I'll try my best to be on time with the next episode. This is going to be a wet week by all accounts, so I'm looking forward to all my favourite rain pleasures. In the meantime, look out for your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.